You're listening to the Cafe Anime Podcast. Now for your hostess, Reyuse. Enjoy. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2. This is Reyuse, your hostess. I hope you enjoyed that new intro. I just made it just now and I like it a lot. Yes, and that was the beginning excerpt of Super Junior, the subgroup of Super Junior, Suture, bleh, bleh. Let me retry this again. I don't edit, so let's do this again. Hi, it's Reyuse. That was an excerpt of the song by Super Junior M, the subgroup from Super Junior, called Supergirl. I will play a bit of their chorus towards the end of the episode. I'm a little late, gomenasai, but school does tend to take over my life, and, well, suck it up. We all have school. Yay. So, I'm going to go ahead and go with the intros. My name is Reyuse. You can come visit our podcast. I can't talk today. Okay, come to our podcast website, kenpaanime.wordpress.com. You can visit our forums. You can visit many other websites that I don't even really use. I'm mostly on LiveJournal, but I don't really like giving out my personal LiveJournal, so good luck finding that. Anywho, so, about 2 days ago, the Gmail account of Kanpai Anime was hacked by some douche, and I do not know whom. Could be a guy, could be a girl. Either way, apparently I was in London and was in need of $2,800. Those are lies, everybody. Big fat lies. Don't worry, I have rehacked my own Gmail account. Well, not really rehacked, more like had Gmail do it for me, and then reset my password. So everything's good. Rest assured, I am not in London, as awesome as that seems. So, today's main topics would be touching on Buzzard Beat, as well as a featuring group. Not sure which one yet, but I will be featuring their song. Probably Super Junior M, since Supergirl is really, really big in China, and especially in China. But more into that later. So, I finally finished Buzzard Beat about a week and a half ago. Actually, I finished it the day that I recorded the first episode of Season 2 of Kenpai Anime. Sorry about that, everybody. But before I go more into Buzzard Beat, I would like to thank Otakast Radio for allowing me to be on the show for 5 minutes, maybe, to promote what this podcast does. Excuse me. Thank you very much, Neo. You are amazing. Also, Hikari was on past Monday night's show, interviewing J. Michael Tatum. Also, most famously known for his voice of Kyo in Oren High School Host Club. Cannot ever spit those out to save my life. Yeah, for Hooked on Phonics. It's an old joke from back then. Should listen to it. But yes, heard that was a very enjoyable podcast, and I missed something good. Unfortunately, I couldn't go. Either way, I hope that you can go to Otakast's website and check it out. I know, so many ums and ethos. I should go to Japanese ethos and annos. I think I'll do that. Yay. So go to their website at otakast.blogtalkradio.com. And you can download their podcast episodes from there. For Kenpai Anime, I'm trying to do that same thing, actually record live. And unfortunately, I'm having trouble even doing that because I made a mistake last week, but I won't make a mistake this week. So it's finally the month of October, Halloween! So what is everyone going to be for Halloween? Email all of your suggestions and ideas to kenpaianime.gmail.com. Yes, it's fixed, everybody. And I will... Next episode, I will talk about what people want to be, what suggestions to be, and the top cosplay outfits you could be for Halloween. It's amazing, though, because I love Halloween. I love dressing up. And the funny thing is, people don't look at you weird. Unlike going to anime conventions and people looking at you weird, They don't hear, because, you're like, oh, you're some girl from that anime show. Nice. Instead of, oh, you're a freak at a con. Nice. Yeah, I don't like those kind of reactions. It's okay, though. There are many suggestions for many people, and I know it's gonna be interesting. Let's just say. But my costume, I always home. I'm making my own costumes. So I'll talk into that in next future episodes. All right, time for buzzer beat. Yay! Let's see. I'm gonna get some background music here. Well, buzzer beat is famously known for the basketball element. And yes, it is a romance, ladies and gentlemen, but it does have its action moments. And oh boy, do we love those action moments. Here we go. All right. So, Yamashita Tomohisa, I believe that's his name. Everyone knows him as Yamapi. And let me turn down the volume here. Okay, I'm gonna repeat that again. Yamapi, in his lead role of his name. Yes, Buzzer Beat is a basketball drama, J drama. And if you don't like basketball, then you'll love the fact that he falls in love with a violin girl. And all I have to say is, you like men without shirts, you're gonna like this J drama, everybody. I say delicious to that. Ooh. Okay. So, more to Buzzer Beat. Well, it's 11 episodes long. It's finally done. It's been done for 2 to 3 weeks, filming-wise. And they promoted it so much in Japan. It originally came out in the middle of July. So, congrats to that. So, the main story is this character named Naoki, sorry, is a young player from a professional basketball team. They're also known as the JR Arcs. They're pink and their main colors are pink and black, mostly pink. But due to Kamiya's relatively small size, trust me, Yamapi is small compared to everyone else, and his tendency to crack under pressure, he's unable to show his true skills on the court. Ooh, potential there, no? Meanwhile, Shirakawa Riko is a cheerful, strong-spirited music college graduate aiming to become a professional violinist. And yes, I'm reading this straight off of Wiki. My bad. One day, Riko finds Nakago's las now Naoki Naoki. That's so hard to say. Riku finds Naoki's lost cell phone on the bus, and that's how they meet, kind of. And their friendship obviously ends up turning into love. Of course, there's problems. And spoiler alert, do not listen to this podcast. Skip for the next 5 minutes, probably, if you don't want to be spoiled. If you do, here I go. Towards the beginning of the episode, you definitely see that Naoki has this relationship with the head cheerleader. And after the game that they just won, going into the second round of the championships or something like that, playoffs, my bad. He asks her to marry him, and this girl name is, it's a good question, what is her name? Her name is, ooh, well, if I can find it, where is it? How odd, I can't find it. Here it is. Her name is Natsuki. Full name is Nanami Natsuki. She's head cheerleading squad. She's also a businesswoman when it comes to off-season, so more into that later. So the story goes, he asks her to marry him. She says yes. The problem is, he doesn't know about her bad girl side. Ooh, you gotta love the bad girl side, right? No, we don't. Anywho, Naoki is this very young and dependent kind of guy. He kind of latches on to her, but he's also kind of that childish attitude. I will protect you. We can't get married until we get money, until we have enough money. He has a sensitive mind. He prefers pride over his girl, which is a big major spoiler alert for future episodes. Anywho, then we have Riko, the violinist, who auditioned in the first episode and didn't make it. But her good friend named Ibina Mai. Everyone calls her Mai, so let's call her Mai. Mai-chan! Mai-chan is a flutist, and she gets in, of course. She's an excellent flutist and everything, and they're both 24, so they're a little older than most of these guys. And, of course, they're moving into the big old city, wherever they're moving to. I'm not sure where the placement of the placement of the scenes are. But they move, and of course they coincidentally meet up with Naoki. And you gotta love it. There's scandal, there's hot men, and ooh, hot men, and yeah. I'm done, aren't I? Okay. Let me go ahead and introduce the other players slash actors. There's the one who's my opposite, basically. She has two opposites, kind of, not really. But his name is Hatano Tsuji. I love him, Tsuji. And he's played by actor name, excuse me if I butcher his name, Mizobata Junpei. And he's potential. I can see him as a really good actor in the future. He isn't big yet, but this is probably one of his bigger roles compared to his past few ones. He's only 2 years older than me. Well, now, that's. I hate him. Famous already. But yes, he's actually quite innocent looking. So cute. So, and then we have Yoyogi Ren, and he's played by Kenako Nobuaki? Nobuaki. Nobuaki. There, Nobuaki. I said it right, yay, after several times. But he's kind of this newcomer, this new amateur. Really good, very cocky, doesn't like to play team. He likes to be the single man, the one man show. You gotta hate those guys in basketball, right? Don't worry. He turns good eventually. But he's the one who steals Naoki's girlfriend slash fiance. So that's gonna be interesting turnaround, right? Then we have good old team captain Utsu-kun. Everyone calls him Utsu-kun, but his name is Utsunomiya Toru. Full name. But that is played by Na I'm so bad at this. Nagai Matsuru. There you go. And, well, he's really, really big. Apparently, he's a singer, which I've yet to seen him sing at all. But I'll get into that. I'll look up into that later. And then we have the good old coach. Who doesn't like a good romance story without a coach? That's who. This coach, he actually pursues. She actually pursues Riku. Hold on. Sorry, had some technical difficulties, but I'm back. And so, coach's name is Kawasaki Tomoya. I love Tomoya. But the actor name is Ito Hideaki, and he's actually pretty good looking for however old he is. Let's see, how old is he? He is 75. 75. He's about mid 20s, late 20s. He's good looking. I like this dude. So, that's someone to look out for. So let's put it straight. The coach likes Riko. Riko likes Naoki. Naoki has a fiance named Natsuki who's having a scandal with Yoyogi. And Mai likes Tsuji as well as team captain Toru. Scandalous, right? Well, you're just gonna have to watch it yourself. You will love it. I guarantee you, if you like sexy men, basketball, cheerleaders, because they have some belly, fans, some bellies here and there, and some good old romance. I recommend this. I mean, yeah, there's some classical music, and it's not like I don't hate it, but it's not like I like it. Due to the fact that I've been around classical music for so long. Yeah, typical Asian me. But that was Buzzer Beat for you. Do not confuse it with the anime Buzzer Beater. It's Buzzer Beat. And Fuji TV does this. So, thank you. Raiders, the viewing rates actually kind of, went up and down due to the fact that some of the viewers were very sad about certain things. Some of them were so happy about it. On average, it was a 14.3, which is pretty good. And that's Buzzer Beat. I give it a 4. Watch it immediately. I love it. And so, let's go on to some news. For news, I'm going to go ahead and talk about what probably a lot of people already know by now if you're into K-pop, Korean pop. But Korean pop star who is the leader of 2PM, his name is Jay Park. He has left Korea in early September, and he's over here. He's in the States, where exactly? Washington, I believe, in Edmonds. I think that is in Washington. Edmonds in Washington. He's gone back because there's no one here who's from the Korean tabloids who want him. So he's returned there because of a remark that he's made back in Korea, saying that he hates Koreans. And so I believe that if you live there and you know where he lives, leave him alone, please. He needs his time. He needs space. He's already sick and tired of the fact that people are gossiping about how he hates Korean when he's Korean himself. You can't hate your own race. You can dislike it as much as you want, but you're still gonna have to accept the fact that you are you. You are who you are. So everyone, leave him alone, please. He's the leader of 2PM. 2PM will continue as a six-man band instead of a seven-man band without their leader, Jay Park. On to other further news. There is the most anticipated Dream concert of 2009, and of course, it's the biggest concert in Korea, and it's in about less than a week. And of course, it's very big. It's supposed to be the biggest K-pop concert of the year, and there's an awesome lineup. Let's see. Of course, the artist that they're looking forward to the most is Super Junior, followed by Big Bang and SNSD, which I don't know about, but I will look into that later. Other people who will be appearing would be SHINee, 21, Chaeyoung, FX, 2PM, Kara, as well as Tara, 4MINUTE, MC Mong, Park Hoshin, Wheesung, Jewelry. And the biggest anticipated performance is, of course, the song, the excerpt I played in the beginning, Super Junior M's Supergirl. It looks like since Super Junior is our main topic, I'm going to go ahead and talk about Super Junior M. Because Super Junior itself is just too big. It's the biggest boy band in the entire international scale. It's a 13-man band. And they are formed in Seoul, Korea, South Korea, which in 2005. They consist of many people, and there's also Chinese members, so that's why they're very popular in China and in Korea. They've done several 19 different records, pretty big. They have divided into smaller subgroups, stimulusly targeting different music industries and audiences. They do also acting and hosting. And they've earned a lot of four music awards from the Korean music festivals and other many things. But of course, I'm going to be hitting on the subgroups. For example, Super Junior M. Super Junior M is the third official subunit of Super Junior, and they're the first international music group in the Chinese music industry to have members of both Chinese and Korean descendants, and also be the first group to be produced by Korea's cultural technology. Technical technology, sorry. First group produced by Korea's Cultural Technology Organization. Of course, they consist of the members of Hyung Ge, the leader, Donghae, Shewu, Rewook, Kuhong, and two non-Super Junior members, Henry and Zooming. Yes, Henry is English name, but he's Chinese or Korean descendant? Let me check. He is Chinese descendant. He was born in Toronto, China. So there you go. And, well, Super Junior, they tend to aim for more of, let's see. They go for a pop, R&B and dance. A lot of them have dance and rock influences, especially hip-hop influences, that you can definitely like dance to and everything. They don't perform in rap, unlike the main group, but they definitely do remakes of the original main groups of Super Junior's music and stuff. The reason why they're called Super Junior M is because M means Mandarin, which is what they hope to take over kind of the Chinese music industry. And so far, I'm seeing that they have successfully done that. Congratulations, Super Junior M. Very, very popular. Let's see, they've won Most Popular New Group, Mainland's Most Popular Group, Best Singing Group of the Year, and Best New Music Group. I recommend watching out for these dudes. They are actually not bad looking. Usually I don't go for Asian guys, but you know, obviously the ones who are famous are the ones I like. You can kind of tell, if you watch the music video, you kind of tell who's Chinese, who's Korean. But the dancing's phenomenal. It's something that I recommend you watch. Learn to dance. It's very fun. It's very energizing. It's a blonde Korean in there, the blonde little girl, Korean girl, who's represented as a girl, the main protagonist. She's very pretty as a blonde, so I'm shocked that people can pull that off. So I'll play Super Junior's Supergirl song after I'm done with one more news. I'm gonna read this straight off from the website. Clear my throat. Do you want to be a star? Do you think you have talent? Here's your chance to become one and work with the Korea's top producers and the most successful artists, JYP or Park Jin-young. The United States of America audition tour is coming soon to America and Canada. Yes, it says U.S. tour, but they haven't forgotten our friends up north. Here are some famous artists that JYP has produced: Rain or Bi, Bi is his other name, G.O.D. God, Wonder Girls, 2PM, 2AM, Joe, and many others, and you could be next. So go to the website. I'll link to the website later. But audition categories are singer, actor, VJ, MC, and model. VJ, I mean. I don't know what VJ means. VJ, I have no idea. Voice actor, maybe? I don't know. But qualifications is that you can be any resident of the U.S. or Canada, regardless of nationality or gender. Well, I want an audition. You have to be born between 1982 to 2000. And the schedule is, I'm not going to tell you the real schedule, the dates, but I will give you from closest to now to the furthest, date-wise. We have Hawaii, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, Denver, Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York, and Toronto. So they are nowhere near Texas. Unfortunately, Denver's the only thing that's closest, and I don't know if my parents would like me auditioning. You have to download an application and send it to the website, and make sure you print off your registration number and have it to audition. The things you have to prepare for the audition is a vocal part, a 1 minute of singing without MR, dancing part, 1 minute of dancing to a music CD, acting slash VJ slash MC. MC is like a host. Basically, MC part. You have to have 1 minute of impromptu or memorized acting. No designated script. And the model part, pose and catwalk. Well, catwalk I can definitely do. I have personal experience in modeling. I can sing, I can dance, and I can act. Why can't I audition? You can also register on the date of the audition. For more info, you can always contact kjstyle7 at jype.com. That's the email. But the website is www.allkpop.com slash index.php slash full under dash under yeah under dash story slash the under dash JYP under dash USA under dash audition under dash tour dash. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely link this. This is kind of complicated. But now that that's all over, I will go ahead and close this lovely podcast with a note. We are slow. I am slow. Thank you, Neo. I can't think right now. I just, I'm swamped with all this of all this other things, like my college life and all those jazz. But yes, thank you very much for listening into this interesting podcast. I'll have to say myself that I wasn't exactly enjoying it myself. But here you go. This is Super Junior's Supergirl. Thank you. Cheers, all any man around the world. Goodbye.
Hey. I got
my